This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Jealousy. That's what we're talking about today. Jealousy. Jealousy. Terrible emotion, but, you know, necessary. It is a necessary emotion. The thing about emotions, and this is what you'll learn from shrinks and just anybody that's sane, they'll tell you, look, understand these emotions. You should feel them. You really should. I tell people, I'm not the jealous type. That doesn't mean I don't get jealous. It means you have to rein in emotions, anger. I'm not the type to get angry, but I do get angry. You know, but you rein it in. All of these emotions are necessary. But what happens with the left, and I'm going to pick on them because, you know, that's what I do. These are people who take an emotion and they put it on steroids. They're jealous to a fault. They're angry to a fault. They are, you know, passionate to a fault. It's okay to be passionate, but can you be passionate about everything? I so love my pencil. It is amazing to me. I write with it. And they go, but here's my, oh my God, that's a great pencil there too. You know, too much passion and there is no passion. You know, it's the yin and the yang of life. But let me tell you about jealousy. Jealousy lives upon doubts. See, it becomes madness. Or ceases entirely when we go from doubt to certainty. The more you know about something, the more about you know about who you are, the less jealous you become. If you see somebody doing something and you go, oh, look at him over there doing that. And then you go out there and you get on, you know, get on your bike, you know, get on a treadmill, whatever. And you do it and suddenly you start looking at that person and go, well, I don't have any reason to be jealous. I'm just as good or whatever. I can be just as accomplished. Or you find something that you're good at and therefore your jealousy melts away. That's not what the left does. The left doesn't go and train and stop with the petty jealousies and say, you know, I'll just go out there and do my thing. I'll go do me, baby. You do you, I do me. Okay? Okay. I got you. They don't do that. They harbor those jealous emotions, those negative emotions, and they can't grow. That's their problem. And here's the deal. Democrats see politics as a game. But in their game, they don't have to live their politics. That's right. They pretend to love fairness, for example. They say, let's level the playing field for all. They pretend to fight for the little guy. And the notion is laughable at best because they use and abuse the little guy. That's what they do. They're jealous of you, the little guy. We are all the little guy. They're jealous of us because we're just out there doing. We believe in the rules. We're just out there doing what we do. And what's sad for the left is when we achieve, in spite of the unleveling of the playing field, in spite of their wicked, you know, games they play with us, they get really mad. They get jealous that they cannot influence us the way they used to. These guys, it's funny to watch Democrats when they're forced to live their politics. They are never forced. They're rarely forced to live their politics. They don't really have to care. They set up annuities so they never have to work. You say, Kevin, oh, you mean are they putting money in the bank? No. Democrats retire. They set up things to make the same amount of money in retirement. Tell me how that works. You work for 40, 50 years. You retire from your job and you get the money that you left work. You get the same amount of money in retirement as you got working because you set it up that way. Who pays for that? But that's what the left does. And what's funny, keep in mind, they never worked when they were at work because they set up unions and they got five guys doing a job that one person can do. And all five of those guys are going to retire and get the same amount of money or a big percentage of it. That's how they set it up. They set it up so the future generations are constantly paying for the older generations. Why? Because these suckers are too lazy to go out and work hard, look at the stock market, invest in property, businesses or whatever. They want to rely on other people's money. And you know why they're jealous of you? Because you go out and you plan. You look at, okay, well, I'm going to get a little bit of money when the parents die, and I'll do this, and I'm going to buy my home. I'm going to pay it off. You're a plotter and a planner. You're doing it by the book. Those conniving sons of guns are just out there for themselves. Here's the moral of the story for the kiddos who may be listening. If you want to learn a craft and work hard, don't follow Democrats. They'll put you in a union, and they will threaten your life if you try to innovate or work hard. They will threaten you. And I'm not even kidding you when I tell you they will threaten you to beat you up or in some cases, they will kill you. Oh, Kevin, you're taking it too far. No. No, don't make me give you stories. Silkwood. For Democrats to win at the big level, they got to create winners at the little level. The little people are really losers, but Democrats convince them that they're winners. These dirtbags get things like subsidized housing, welfare, they get SNAP cards, and so on. Democrats give socialized medicine that would make the productive mad. If you went to a socialized medicine clinic, you'd be like, what? I got to wait 8 hours to get to, look, I just got to get some stitches. Stitch me up so I can go back to work. You'd be mad. You would be, you know, like hot. There'd be one doctor. Next. And his receptionist would come out.
It's got to be in the rubber.
You couldn't even understand the language. Oh, man. These people are something else. Hours waiting in line, usually behind illegals or some Bush League minority. And Democrats groom these Bush League minorities like they groom young prostitutes. And what are the stellar education these people get you? Bernie Sanders says free college for everybody, mostly community college, because as Chris Rock joked, anybody can go in the community can go to that. Imagine valuing something that anybody can have for free, like mints in a restaurant. You know, everybody's hands going in there. They tell you, by the way, don't eat those mints. A better example, toilet paper at a public restroom. Notice nobody steals it. Yeah, because it's 100 grit toilet paper and it'll wipe the hair off your butt. You don't want it. It's free. I don't know what it could save you, but if you just went around for public toilet papers, why would you buy it? Why do they have it in grocery stores? It's readily available. I think you're starting to get the picture. Politics is sport for Democrats. Either you believe in their ideology, folks, or you're the enemy. Shops close on Saturdays. Democrats put on Team Blue and they root against the other team. So what? Their team is full of self-indulgent criminals. They don't care because they're against you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to call us, 844-551-8255. I got to tell you, I love social media in the sense of how it helps us prep for shows and things like that. It's fast. You go out to Google, you need to verify a story. Well, I don't, not always, but you can at least, you know, go out there and look for stuff. You may, because it's, you know, scraping conservative things, you have to look for, try to find a real angle to it, but, you know, it's out there. But Twitter is probably the fastest way for us to get the news of anything I've seen. People just post, bam, it's right there, discern it. I'm just telling you, it's really quick. And what's cool about it is it's opinion. It's opinionated stuff. It isn't, you know, I mean, don't make any mistake about it. They'll put a link to, oh, check out, you know, Huffington Post and see this. But somebody would generally give you an opinion like, oh, check this stupid article out. And so you have a perspective before you even go in. Now, if you're easily swayed, that may not be a good thing. I'm not easily swayed. I look at the person, I go, oh, yeah, I know who that is. They're just a big old lefty. Or I go, huh, this person's very introspective. This may be interesting. So you can sort of condition yourself to look for the news that you, you know, want to see. So long story short, I love looking at these tweets. And we're going to cover this a little bit later, but Donald Trump tweeted this. The reason I canceled my trip to London is I'm not a big fan of the Obama administration having sold perhaps the best located and finest embassy in London for peanuts, only to build a new one in an off location for $1.2 billion. Bad deal. Wanted me to cut the ribbon. No. So we'll talk about that. There's a Breitbart guy who makes comments around that particular thing, so we'll go there. There's a friend of mine, I used this quote earlier, his tweet earlier in the broadcast. His name is Educating Liberals, and he said this, and it's so prophetic. Trump became famous as a TV star by making people compete for a job. Oprah became famous as a TV star by giving away expensive gifts. This perfectly sums up the polar opposite mentalities between Republicans and Democrats, and it's very true. And it's the whole reason why Oprah Winfrey will never be president. I can tell you that. I'm not having one of these Robert Oliver moments or Barack Obama moments. Oprah Winfrey will never be president of the United States. She should be happy to be president of Harpo Studios or whatever she is because she's a fraud. And look, I don't even care that Oprah's a fraud, the old fake it till you make it. You know, redid her whole story to make it seem like, oh, all her promiscuity she blamed on men. You know, they took advantage of me. No. You just gave it up, and now you want to put a new spin on it. And in fact, there's a meme that floats around about Oprah, and here's the one of the things I remember. It says, you lecture people on morality or marriage, yet you have been in a, you know, in a relationship, unmarried relationship with Stedman for decades. So it was contrasting the things that Oprah would say versus what she did, and it was such an amazing, you know, the guy whoever put it together did a really good job because, you know, it really showcased the hypocrisy of the left as it pertains to Oprah. And I thought, wow, you know, yet again, she's a spokeswoman for Weight Watchers, spokesperson for Weight Watchers, but can't control her weight. Tell you how to run your own marriage, but can't commit to marriage. Lecture about racism, but 90% of her own network TV schedule features all black cast. Tells you how to raise your kids, but she doesn't have any. Knew about Harvey Weinstein, but supports the Me Too movement. And that's just a few of them. Just to put things in perspective. I love when people come up with this stuff because that's the cleverness of conservatism. When we can point out these silly hypocrisies of the left. And Twitter is where, I'm not going to say most, but where a lot of this stuff comes from. And that's why I enjoy looking at the stuff on Twitter because it's a quick snapshot of what's inside of somebody's head. That's why people follow mine, my Twitter feed. Here's what Elizabeth Warren tweeted. Dreamers aren't bargaining chips. They aren't pawns in real Donald Trump's, that's his Twitter name, game. We made a promise. We said we'd come out of the shadows and be fully woven into the fabric of America. Because that's who you are. In America, we work hard and dream big, and we must keep our promise to dreamers. That's what she tweeted. Do I really need to go there? A woman who stole dreams of American, you know, of Native Americans, because she could get ahead in her life, and then tells us that we made promises to dreamers. We didn't make any promises to dreamers. It's a big batch of emotion. By the way, have you heard this woman talk? She always sounds like her voice is about to cry. It's funny to me. Man. Oh, boy. We made promises woven into the fabric of America. We are as diverse as you could possibly be. We don't need a new set of dreamers in order to have any more diversity. The left can just give up on this idea. Mark Dice said this. An estimated 500,000 to 1 million Rwandans were massacred by being hacked to death with machetes, and you're telling that this country is not a crap hole. Or in Tanzania, where albinos are raped because many Africans believe they cure AIDS. Please. And he's exactly right. He's exactly right. I've been to one of those countries. I haven't been to the Rwanda. but I've been to Tanzania, and he's exactly right. It's a huge problem with albinos there. And so there you go. But why did he come up with this? When did he come up with it? He brings attention to something that I even know about and didn't even tweet, but he brought it up because it was a flash in, you know, somewhere else through something else. That's the cool thing about Twitter. James Wood says this, and it's so prophetic yet again. Why in God's name are we having to negotiate with our own government to obey the law? We have laws for legal immigration. Anyone who breaks those laws or enables another person to do so should be deported or imprisoned respectively. Why is this concept so daggum difficult to grasp? And he used a different word, but he's spot on. And it's like Donald Trump said earlier, it's common sense. There's nothing mystical and magical to figuring this out. This is common sense, and we don't use it. A guy named Kevin W. says this. If someone sneaks into Disney World and gets caught, security would arrest him and kick him out of the park. If someone sneaks into the country and gets caught, I should arrest him and send him back home. Both are illegal. Both should be treated exactly the same. No questions asked. Again, a person, Kevin W., using common sense, saying, look, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here, but if Disney kicks you out of their park, is it racist? Is it sexist? Is it xenophobic? Or are they protecting their interest? This is where we are, folks. This is why when you think about the world, you ask yourself, when did it go so crazy? I have an answer for you, but I'm going to let you figure that out for yourselves, because it's happened around you as well. It didn't happen in the macro. It happened in these little battles, what I call micro battles. Battle at the water cooler, battle at the grocery store, battle at a family reunion or a dinner or something, where you shut up and you said, no, I'm not going to tell people what I think. Keep it here. We'll be right back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to play this clip. Please get the two Breitbart clips ready for me. I forget the guy's name. It's like Hassan something, and he's from Breitbart in London. And he's talking about Donald Trump's comments around the crap hole thing. Well, it's two things. One is Donald Trump's not going to go to London and do this opening of the new, I think, was our consulate office or whatever. He's not, that's what it is. So he's not going to go. And he says, you know, why would I go? He goes, it's a building that costs way too much to build. It was done during Obama. So he talks about that. But he also talks about the crap hole that is London. And I want to start there because that's obviously fueled a lot of things that were talked about at the end of last week and over the weekend. And I just think it's worth considering. How people feel about this and how they looked at it around the world. And so this guy from Breitbart, which obviously gives you an idea of the leanings of his thought process, gives one of the best synopses of this that I've heard. And then I want to go into that into the next phase of it, because it was just it was a great interview. So indulge me for a second. I'm going to play the first clip. You got that one? Okay, good. And we'll talk about it a little bit, and then maybe we'll end up having to go to another segment, but we'll see.
Raheem Kassam is the editor of Breitbart in London. He joins me now from Washington. And many thanks indeed for joining us this evening. What does it say about President Trump when he refers to countries like Haiti, El Salvador, and other countries in Africa as coal countries?
Well, I suppose we'll start with the fact that he's denying having used that language. This is following a meeting in the Oval Office with some Democrats who had just been informed that they weren't getting an amnesty deal for illegal immigrants. So I'm not entirely sure of how reliable it is.
Well, he's denying using that language, but Democrat Dick Durbin, has been a Democrat, has been in Congress for 20 years, said that President Trump did use that language. Are you saying that he's lying?
No. I'm just trying to put it in context for you. I personally hope he did use that language, Gamal. I think it shows a frankness, a willingness to have a conversation that isn't sort of varnished with political correctness. He wants to know why America has a big illegal immigration problem. Let's not forget, the OECD puts out statistics every year, the United Nations, Transparency International, all the corruption indexes. They put out statistics every year that show that there are a handful of countries out there in the world that are pretty bad. I mean, you know, I don't want to use the word on air,
pretty
but
bad
you can
is
describe
very
them as what
describing country as being a
look. If you want me to, if you want me to say it, they are holes. You know, Gamal, it is the case. There's no getting around it. And he's not saying that they are because, you know, they're bad people there or anything like that. It might be due to corrupt regimes. It might be due to factors out of the control, environmental factors. There might be education problems there. But there are countries that you and I wouldn't want to go on holiday in and sun ourselves in. And I think that's what he's getting at. It should be shocking to anybody that there are horrible places in the world that are horrible for the people who live there to live. And instead of actually getting het up about the phrase used, maybe we've got to ask ourselves, why is Haiti in such a dire situation?
Is it appropriate that the United States president should use a phrase describing countries such as Haiti, El Salvador, or countries in Africa as holes? Do you think it's appropriate for a president of a country, a leader of a country, to use that term, to use that phrase?
Yeah, well, let's look at Barack Obama, who gave an interview. Let's look at what Barack Obama said about swearing in the Oval Office. He said it's a great thing for presidents to be able to do to relieve stress. Joe Biden, when the Obamacare legislation was passed, described it on live microphone as a big effing deal. So I think the level of appropriateness has already been set by Trump's predecessors on this one. So my answer is, yeah, it's perfectly fine.
You think it's fine that... I'm not talking about Barack Obama. I'm not talking about any other leaders.
Of course you're not.
We're talking about this president describing a country as a whole country. You think that's fine?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
All right, welcome back. I told you guys earlier, I said, I have never seen so many journalists who have just gone ape crap. I'm having to clean things up over using the word crap hole. You know, again, cleaning it up and having it. See, there's a video floating around that has all the journalists who've used the word in their broadcast just back to back. It's 3 minutes long. It's crazy. It's 3 minutes long. These guys are loving it. Look, and on, the guy's going, look, here's what Barack Obama said. When he described Libya, I think he called it described the situation as a crap. Whatever, like a, you know, like a crap fest or something like that. But he, of course, used the different word. And Don Lemon must have said it 3 or 4 times. Anderson Cooper and others. But I'm telling you, it's at least 10 different journalists in this video saying the word over and over and over and over. And it doesn't even include overseas. I mean, this guy is a British guy, British black guy, interviewing a guy named Rahim Kassam. So we're talking about the world is a very different place where you've got a black guy interviewing a guy, I'm going to presume he's of Arab descent, and the Arab is defending the white dude, Donald Trump, against a black guy who is obviously British and believes the leftist, you know, leftist crap that's going on over there. It's just so fun to watch. It really is, because Donald Trump has the world spinning around. But here's the good news for us. When it settles, it's like a centrifuge. When it settles, we will all be collected on the outer part of the thing, because that's what centrifugal force does. Some people say it's centripetal force. But we're going to all be collected on the outside, because that force, that vortex in there is going to push us all out. But and you would say, well, Kevin, that's dividing us. No. Once a centrifugal force does that, it separates the product, the good product from the bad product. And that what's going to be left is a good product. We're going to be united. And what's interesting is it's going to unite other people. People are going to get guts to start changing things. The wake-up call is going across all of Europe. It's going across Canada. It's going into Mexico. It's going into China. It's going into Russia that, you know what? You have to change the way you think. And I'm telling you, I'm feasting over this stuff. The hearing that interview, and by the way, sharp guy. He reminds me of when I first heard Milo do an interview. The guy was spot on. I felt like I was listening to myself. He's dismissed. He says, oh, well, I'm not talking about Barack Obama. He says, yeah, of course you're not. The guy being interviewed goes, yeah, of course you're not. We're saying, you are so biased. Why would you ever mention anything bad about Barack Obama? There's another clip. We'll get to it Yeah, maybe we should do it now. You want to do that now? Yeah, let's play the second clip.
I'd just like to get your thoughts on the fact that President Trump has said that he's not going to be coming to the United Kingdom to open the U.S. embassy.
Yes, well, I don't blame him. You know, you have a situation whereby Sadiq Khan, as the mayor of London, has really been tub-thumping, trying to get President Trump not to attend, said multiple times he's not welcome in the capital, really fomenting a situation where you might have some riots or street protests if the president came to open that embassy. I think the president's wrong when he says that the embassy in South London is a bad deal. I think firstly, it wasn't Obama who approved that embassy. It was George W. Bush who approved that embassy. Secondly, it didn't cost the American taxpayer anything because they actually sold off a bunch of buildings to pay for it. So I think he is wrong on that. I think he should have come out and told the honest truth, which is that he doesn't particularly want to visit Sadiq Khan's London, which is the acid attack capital of the world per capita, where you have in the last year soaring knife crime, soaring burglary, soaring rape, soaring youth homicide. And Sadiq Khan seems to be concerning himself more with matters of state, which he isn't elected to do, than actually solving the situation of crime in London, and it is soaring, and I have to say this, and you'll excuse me for being churlish about it, but places like Sky News and the BBC and all the best and brightest journalists in the country are not covering this.
What do you mean?
Well,
every single day we are covering stories about whether it's knife crimes or attacks where they happen up and down the country. What proof
okay.
do you have?
So Gamal, what's the the proof is? Can you answer me? What's the what rate did knife crime go up by in London
I'm
last year?
I'm asking you. I'm interviewing you. What proof
I know.
Do you have?
Well, I don't, it's not great when the shoe's on the other foot. Do you know how much youth homicide went up by in London last year? Have you told your viewers that 70%? Have you looked at the mayoral's police and crime report from December the 12th? You look at that. Almost every single measure out of 42, only four of them in four categories did crime go down. In every single other area, double-digit rises in crime across London. So you know what? To borrow a phrase from Donald Trump, London's turning into a shithole under Sadiq Khan.
I love that. Wow. Again, an interview like one I would have given, full of statistics, explaining how you're being genuine when you tell people, won't even tell you the nationality of attackers. Won't tell you where not to go. We'll try to lure people into thinking there's a false sense of security. Oh, we report knife attacks. We certainly do. When it's on the loo and then, and on the L and blah, blah, blah. They don't report jack. But, oh, there was a person who was attacked the other day by the subway station and that's it. More to come. This guy nails it. And you gotta love that. You gotta love when a guy's informed and he puts the press on notice. Look, here's the good news. It isn't just our press, good news, bad news. It isn't just our press who's disingenuous. It's all over the world.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about jealousy. That's right. Jealousy. That's not the green. Which one is the envy? Is it green with envy? Yeah, I was thinking of green. Anyway, jealousy. We've all experienced it in one form or another. It is a natural human emotion. Don't feel bad about it necessarily. The problem is when it consumes you. And jealousy consumes leftists. But there's a way around it, and it's kind of how I built this brand, the Black Sphere brand, of which, you know, we stopped using it because everybody said, Kevin, you got to start using your name. People know your name. So we did. But the Black Sphere brand was built around the idea of how what I'm about to mention now, which is how you thwart the left, and that's with laughter, with humor. To jealousy, nothing is more frightful than laughter. To somebody who's trying to, you know, make a point, you know, to call you a racist or whatever, if you just laugh about it, if you just chuckle, nothing sets people off more than you just going, what? And walking away. And so what we're witnessing now is, and Trump probably doesn't do that as much, but he's pretty much dismissive. It's like, whatever. And it's almost a snicker, like, I don't care. Think about how you react to that. And so, and here's the thing. It's not, when it's done where you're saying, look, that's so foolish. I'm just going to laugh that off. I'm going to pretend that you're joking with me right now. There's hardly anything that's more diminutive that makes you feel smaller than somebody going, come on, surely you were joking. Surely you don't believe that notion. And can really back it up. That's where we sit. So I'm going to give you an example of some silliness that just went on. So apparently Hawaii was under a missile threat. Somebody watched too many of these crazy, what's that movie, Steven Seagal, where they were going to bomb Hawaii. Tommy Lee Jones is going to send the missiles and blow up Hawaii. Let me tell you something. If you're a terrorist and you're going to blow something up, choose Cleveland. You know, choose Detroit. Don't go after Hawaii. Nobody's going to bomb Hawaii. Even terrorists go, look, leave Hawaii alone. We want to be there when it's all over, okay? They don't want to bomb Hawaii. But Hawaiians were scared to, oh my God, Kim Jong-un or somebody. So there was a missile alert. The system went awry. The early warning system that says there's a missile out there. I mean, you have more chance of a tsunami hitting Hawaii than a missile, but they were scared. And what was funny, the media is talking about parents were hunkered down in their bathtubs with the kid, covering the kids, and I'm thinking, why? I mean, let me tell you something. If a nuclear bomb is going to hit Hawaii, drop and, what do they call it, stop, drop, and cover or whatever, it ain't going to help. But apparently these leftists were, I mean, the way that I was looking at media reports, I hate to keep laughing, but it's too funny. I was looking at media reports, and it was ridiculous how they were covering this story. It was like sad tragedy. The people of Hawaii were very afraid. Oh, my gosh. They were thinking, what's going on? And this, that, and the other. And they kept rolling out, you know, sad person after sad person. It's kind of like if you've ever been on a plane and it had, you know, turbulence. And I've seen this happen. You get on the ground and people are mad at the pilot. What's up? I can't believe that you. And the pilot's going, look, I don't control the jet stream. If we hit turbulence, we hit turbulence. And other people are like, hey, thank you for landing the plane. You could see the difference between political ideologies. Somebody's mad at a guy who has no control over the plane and what happens in the plane. It could be a mechanical issue or it could just be weather related. And then, and so they want to be mad at this guy who did his job and landed that plane on its wheels, okay? And then there are people that go, God bless you, dude. You had the skill, the training to get us down because I was about to crap my pants and create a crap hole up in here. But so that you can separate people very quickly by how what their thought process is. You know, are you a cup half empty or a cup half full? So anyway, back to Hawaii. So Hawaii gets this missile threat. I didn't follow the story because, quite honestly, it was of very little interest to me except where they decided they wanted to put the blame. That's what got me. Everybody is talking, President Trump was too busy golfing to care about Hawaii was under missile threat. Hawaii wasn't under missile threat. And if it needed to escalate, I can guarantee you if Hawaii was under missile threat. Oh, by the way, before I get to that, well, let me go ahead and finish the statement because people hate when I don't do that. So if Hawaii was under missile threat, Donald Trump would be the first guy ready to go. But doesn't it speak to Donald Trump's temperament that he didn't fly off the handle and go pushing that big button on his desk? Do you think that the media went,
you know, the president was very, we're very shocked that he didn't just start pushing buttons. That he didn't start pushing buttons and blowing up countries. He didn't nuke North Korea. He didn't nuke Iran. And who did it? I don't even care who did it. I don't care. Just start pushing buttons. Where's the football? Where's the nuclear ball? Get the nuclear football in here, Mr. President. It's a false alarm. Oh, I'm having too much fun now.
But so they start blaming Donald Trump. They start saying, he's off his job. He's not doing it. He's too busy tweeting. He's too busy golfing. He's too busy, I don't know. Hey, you know what they never say Donald Trump is too busy doing? Cuddling with Melania. I'm just saying. If you said to me, Barack Obama's golfing, Barack Obama's partying with Jay-Z and B, Barack Obama is with Regula, I'd get it. But if you said Barack Obama was too busy because he was cuddling with Michelle, I'd be... Fake news. Liar. Oh, my goodness. This story is just rife with leftism. It really is. And it's so pathetic that it's laughable. I go back to jealousy. Don't be jealous of Donald Trump, because we're just going to laugh at you. We're going to laugh at you, man. Look, Donald Trump's got nothing to do with the emergency management system of Hawaii, which, by the way, one of the funniest tweets I saw was, if you think Hawaii's emergency management system is bad, you should see their birth certificate system. But I'm telling you, people were like, what are you talking about, Donald Trump? Hawaii, by the way, one of the judges who stopped Donald Trump's travel ban was a Hawaiian judge. Are you aware, just out of curiosity, are you aware of the number of Democrats that are in control of Hawaii? It's shocking to me. I don't know how you lose control. We, as conservatives, and I'm going to go ahead and put the Republican on it, but how do we lose control when you look at everything going on? I mean, I really and truly think about it. How can you have a city that is run like an armpit, and I'm just going to use Detroit as an example, and you keep putting Democrats in there? How does that happen? That's a feckless Republican Party that can't go into a city and say, look, you are a crap hole. And in order not to be, you got to go back to Republican principles. Look at what these fools are doing. Let me give you a litany of what's going on wrong here. You're losing businesses, which means you're losing your tax base. And thus, you're going to have more crime. And you're going to have more idle teens. You're going to have more problems that are associated with things that make cities go downhill. For example, drug abuse, things like that. If you don't stop electing these clowns, because that's what I would say. If I wanted to be the mayor of a city, I'd just go to that city and say, look, you've elected these clowns for decades. You have no hope. Businesses are not moving in. They're moving out. Residents are not moving in. They're moving out. Tax base is not increasing. It's decreasing. You are going the wrong direction. You can keep going, but these clowns are going to get you, you know, you're going to be in big trouble. And that's what I'd say. I wouldn't want to run a city because, you know, that'd be the end of them. It would be the shining city on the hill in a decade, but I just don't have the time. I don't want to do it. But look at Hawaii. They have a Democrat governor. They have a Democrat Senate. 25-0. The Hawaii representatives are 46 Democrats to 5 Republicans. You can't spot a Republican in Hawaii. I mean, there's not one for miles. Maybe in Alaska, Sarah. But they want to blame Donald Trump for their emergency management system. I would say blame your Democrats. It's amazing to me. How can Hawaii be so Democrat? I mean, I don't know. I'm not following the politics. But I'm floored by this. Hardly a Republican in sight. We got to start changing this stuff, people. We got to go to the source, to the belly of the beast.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.